Researchers say the current limit on federal stem cell funds is delaying work on potentially life-saving breakthroughs for treating diseases like diabetes, Parkinson's, and Alzheimer's. Many of the discoveries made so far came from labs at UW-Madison. 3 years ago, President Bush barred federal funds for research using new stem cells created from discarded embryos. Tim Mulcahy is the university's associate vice chancellor for research policy.
Our investigators are feeling the pinch of not being able to do very promising work because it's very, very difficult to identify other sources of funding. Plus, to do research in university-funded facilities, it's very difficult under the current system. So I think a relaxation at the federal level is going to be probably the most significant step in realizing stem cell potential in the near future.
Last week, 206 members of Congress, including 36 Republicans, sent the president a letter asking him to lift funding restrictions. Only three of Wisconsin's congressional delegation signed the letter: Democrats Gerald Klejka, Ron Kind, and Tammy Baldwin. A similar letter is circulating in the Senate. A White House spokesperson says the president is not reconsidering his opposition to using discarded embryos for research, but a member of his staff will meet with a bipartisan delegation pushing for the change. Anti-abortion groups, including Wisconsin Right to Life, support the restrictions. They fear lifting them will lead to the creation of embryos solely for research purposes. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.